Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've had a lot of people ask me about this with the craziness in the car market today. If you go to a shop to buy a new car, they're extremely hard to find. You may have to pay a premium above the MSRP. And if you go to turn in your car, you can often get more for it than you would have in other days, like you're going to trade it in. But also, if you're at the end of your lease, they want you to turn that car back in so they can get it back into their inventory and sell it again. And I've had people tell me that when they wanted to buy out their lease or get out of their lease, they were told by the dealership they owed more money than what was shown in the lease itself. And of course, that's a violation of the law. But here's the deal. I find it odd that dealerships would gouge you when you're turning in the lease because you think they'd be happy to get the car so they can turn around and flip it, assuming they have the right to do that. So this is a story that Phil sent me out of Florida from Local 10, which is WPLG. A good friend of mine used to work there. Car dealerships continue to engage in illegal malpractice with fees, a dealer says. Consumers should not be charged any dealer fees when buying out a car lease. That's been the focus of two recent Local 10 news investigations. There's a federal law in place, and consumers are trying to fight back now with complaints that they've been filing with state lawmakers, and the practice has to stop, according to them. I would like to see the consumer not get screwed, said State Rep Dan Daly. Using all them big fancy legal terms there, my friend. The practice continues. Attorney Joshua Fagan is representing some of the victims in a demand for arbitration against 25 different dealerships. He said it's mind-boggling how much dealerships disregard what they're allowed to do and what the law requires. Almost every consumer that has reached out to me has a claim. There's a federal law, which is the Consumer Leasing Act, that states that all fees charged on the back end must be disclosed in the contract at the beginning. So when you go into the dealership to get out of your lease, and they go, oh, it's going to be another $5,000. Another $5,000 for what? Oh, it's a double secret get-out-of-lease fee. Is it on the lease itself? No, it's not enforceable. They're just making stuff up. Some consumers challenged past fees paid, and a few dealers have made refunds. One man said there were $2,000 in fees to get out of his Kia lease, even though his contract stated there were zero fees. Another man tried to fight $900 in dealer fees to buy out the lease on his Ford Ranger and was told there were no exceptions. No exceptions. And you know, if it's not written in the lease, why $900? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000 like the other guy paid? Just make up numbers if you can. Another guy was hit with $2,500 in fees to buy out the lease on his Lexus. Meanwhile, an auto mall in Coral Springs charges customers a $449 electronic filing fee. The Department of Motor Vehicles doesn't charge that. The owner of a Toyota dealership in Palm Beach County said it cost him $10. He's been a dealer there since 1968. He, of course, does not charge any fees because he follows the law. I think there are different state agencies that are passing the buck to each other, not getting to the bottom of how we solve an issue like this, he said. Meanwhile, a senator who was vice chairman of regulated industries last year said, I think what you have uncovered and what we are seeing through your reporting is that the system that is in place isn't working. There are some dealerships that charge these fees and some that don't. If we have to craft policy to make sure it's not happening, then we have to do that. A state rep said the first time he can actually file legislation on this would be in March. Spokesperson for the Florida Attorney General said 40 complaints relating to lease buyouts have been received. They're investigating to see if they fall under the Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act in Florida. Those complaints have also been referred to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, which licenses auto dealerships. Interesting. These guys sold me my car. At one point, they're smiling at me. Now they're shutting the door. I feel very disrespected by them. Very, very disrespected, one of the men said. The Florida Automobile Dealers Association represents over 1,000 dealerships statewide and provides legislative representation as well. Local 10 reached out for comment on this issue to them and so far have not heard back. Now, the Florida Attorney's Office wrote, the terms of a lease buyout are typically determined by the individual lease contract. Car manufacturers may also provide some oversight of leasing terms to their dealers. And by the way, they should have clarified a little better than that, because the leasing arm of the auto manufacturers is often a separate entity. However, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has enforcement authority under Regulation M in the Federal Consumer Leasing Act, and the Florida Office of Financial Regulation has regulatory authority under the Florida Motor Vehicle Retail Sales Finance Act. Our Consumer Protection Division has civil enforcement authority over violation of Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. Our office was able to locate approximately 40 complaints this year relating to lease buyouts. All of these complaints have been referred to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, the state agency that licenses auto dealerships. Our Consumer Protection Division is also currently reviewing these complaints for a possible pattern or practice violating the Florida Deceptive Unfair Trade Practices Act. If a consumer is suspicious of a scam, they can report it to the office by calling the number or going to myfloridalegal.com, which apparently is the Florida Attorney's Office website. Now, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles also put out a statement on this, which I'm not going to bother reading to you because it pretty much echoes what the other one says, other than saying we're looking into it and there are laws in place. But that's the whole point, is that most people, when they go to a dealership and the dealership says to them, oh, you owe this money. You owe us this money. It's going to cost you this. Well, this dealership appears to be related to the manufacturer, so what they're talking about must make sense. And so if you think to yourself, like, and I'm going to just make up an example here. Let's suppose you went to a Ford dealership and got your vehicle leased through Ford Motor Credit. When you go back to the dealership, they're the ones who represented Ford Motor Credit when you were signing documents and so on. No one from Ford Motor Credit came to do that with you. Somebody from the dealership did it with you. So it lends an air of authority to the dealership. So when you go there to get out of the lease at the end, you'd think, oh, well, these guys know what they're talking about. So they say I owe this money and it's part of some contract, you're going to tend to believe them, except that they're doing that and it's illegal. It's a violation of the federal statute on consumer leases. And so the law is quite clear. It's a federal statute that says that if they give you the lease and you ride the lease out, the only thing they can charge you to get out of the lease is something that's in that lease. And if it's not there, they can't charge you for it. So it's kind of weird. I've had a lot of people ask me about this, and I've gotten calls from around the country on it as well. And so if this happens to you or happened to you, try to find a consumer protection attorney in your state. Make some phone calls because there's people doing this. And if it's a federal statute, the Consumer Leasing Act, I wouldn't be surprised if it allows for attorney fees and court costs and so on to a prevailing party. But it's been a while since I looked at it. However, just because they tell it to you with a straight face and there's three of them standing there going, yes, that's the fee. It's $900 to get out of this or $2,000 to get out of this. It's not in the lease. You don't have to pay it. So it's something that I've been hearing about more and more lately. And I think it's simply because business is slow at dealerships. Yeah, they can sell anything they can get their hands on. They're having a hard time getting their hands on inventory. But like I said also, I find this ironic because you think they'd want to make it smoother to get the car back in so they can quickly sell it if they get to do that. So, Phil, thanks for sending it from local10.com, WPLG. Like I said, a friend of mine was the executive producer of the news down there. He used to watch it all the time. So, Broward County, Florida. Car dealerships continue to engage in illegal malpractice with fees, dealer says. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The facts, although interesting, are irrelevant.